Film Columbia celebrates 17 years of small town big movies in Hudson and Chatham this October 22nd to the 30th with a week of world-class independent international films presented by the Chatham Film Club. Executive director of the festival, Peter Biskind, is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wonderful to have you. And managing director, Calliope Nicholas, is here. Hey, honey.
Hey, babe.
joins us now
hey,
with
wait a minute.
preview of the... We're violating so many social rules here. With a preview of this year's Film Columbia offerings. And it's a delight. I love when you guys are here. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure and so much fun.
Thank you. Yeah,
yes,
it is fun. Obviously.
It is.
All right. Well, the festival takes place in Chatham October 22nd through the 30th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow
for Film Club members.
Excellent.
And so, it takes place at the Hudson Opera House also during the film festival.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a lot going on. All right. So who wants to begin with the ideas behind this particular incarnation of the festival?
Well, there's only one idea.
Presenting the best films.
Which makes it easy.
Yeah. The best films that we can get from around the world. And we're really excited about this year because two things. One, Peter was really pushing and came up with this great idea for a salute to Cuban cinema. So we have an amazing array of films honoring that. And then also we've got an amazing selection of international films. Many of them are going to be the selections for that particular, for those countries, for foreign films for the Academy Awards.
Wow.
So, and these are films that, you know, people are going to really be able to see and enjoy in a beautiful theater, the Crandall Theater. We're really excited about that.
There are two things I just want to stress. One of them is that this year we're having a kickoff party. Kicking off the festival, obviously, but also honoring James Ivory. And on Saturday, the 22nd, we're showing a 4K restored, or 5K, I got confused about the number of Ks, print on in honor of the 25th anniversary of Howard's End, one of his and Ismail Merchant's greatest films.
Mm-hmm.
So we're showing that in the afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Crandall, and then we're having a benefit party afterwards at 5 o'clock, and we're hoping to get, actually, it's already been sold out, so it's...
There's a wait list if you want to...
It's a cocktail party sold out, not the screening.
There is a wait list in case people have heart attacks or whatever on the way. So there's always hope on the wait list.
We don't wish for that, but
no,
if you
don't
really want
to
go, I guess.
Well, you know, it always makes sense to, you know... And then initially the festival was going to be Monday the 24th through the 30th, but we got three late films, so we're starting the festival on Sunday the 23rd, and the three films which are not in the program are Natalie Portman's Jackie, which was also a late entry into the New York Film Festival.
Yes.
Where she plays Jackie Onassis or Jackie Kennedy right after the assassination. It's a fascinating movie. Werner Herzog's new documentary on volcanoes called Into the Inferno. And finally, a film from Brazil called Aquarius with Sonia Braga, which has become the focal point of an enormous political dispute in Brazil because everybody who participated in the film denounced the new right-wing government of Brazil for ousting Dilma Rousseff, the former left-wing president of Brazil. And consequently, the film, which was thought to have been Brazil's submission to the Oscars, is now not its submission to the Oscars. So it's a very controversial movie and it's supposed to be excellent.
So those films will be up on the website. Tickets will be available.
Because I just saw it, but it is 4K.
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 Right. Okay.
I don't know.
You.
I still don't really know what that means, but it's very cool and it's a beautiful film.
Well, it has to do with the resolution, which, I mean, 4K, we don't even have projectors that can, it's like meaningless.
That's great. Well, it all has meaning at some point. So this is really great and fun stuff. The films, of course, are very important, but you also have there'll be panel discussion. that you'll be leading, right?
There's one, yes, and there's another
Scott Cohen's, which workshop. Is his screenwriting workshop, which will be held both in Chatham at the Tracy Memorial on the 29th, as well as the Hudson Opera House later on that afternoon. And he brings a group of actors. Last year we included Mary Stuart Masterson and Lauren Ambrose as part of the actors' panels, and they'll take scripts. People can bring scripts and have them read and acted out by the actors, and then workshopped afterwards, have a discussion. So that's one of the popular, very popular within the region.
I don't want to scant the films, however, because we have a really interesting array of films this year. We have the Palme d'Or winner at Cannes, Ken Loach's a film called I, Daniel Blake, directed by Ken Loach. We have Asghar Farhadi's new film. He was the director of A Separation, which won an Oscar for Best Foreign Film, and the new film is called The Salesman.
Mm-hmm.
We have Almodovar's new film, Julieta. We have a film called The Lion. And we have Paul Verhoeven's new film, which is billed as a rape comedy called Elle with Isabelle Huppert. On Friday night at 8 o'clock. And that's just a fraction of the films that we have. So it's a very, very nice lineup this year.
When you put these films together, as you said, your goal is to show the best films. But I'm curious about, because as you mentioned, international film, Cuban film, that becomes something, I assume, that you look at closely and even becomes what you are known for at some point, right?
Yes. Yes. I mean, we closely follow the various film festivals and what the films are screening there.
Worldwide.
Well, I mean, it varies from year to year. I mean, sometimes we have more American independents and mm-hmm. sometimes fewer. It really depends on what's out there. And, you know, each year, and the health of the American independent film movement. And also, a lot of films, some films kind of slip through the cracks because they show at Toronto, which is a market as well as a festival, and filmmakers don't like to give their films to festivals before they have distributors, because the distributors usually have their own plans for the film. So, films that are held for Toronto, which is too late for us. Mm-hmm. Generally, we have a hard. That's where some of these late films that we've acquired at the last minute have come from. So a lot of our films are drawn from the early festivals, which tend to be foreign, like Berlin and the Cannes Film Festival, except for Sundance and to some degree Telluride. So I think partly that accounts for the emphasis on foreign films.
When you just said this, and I caught on to it, and I want to ask you about. You said it depends on the health of the independent film industry. So, how do you look at that? The state of the health right now.
Well, you know, it waxes and wanes. I think it's waning at the moment. I mean, you know, several years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, it underwent a contraction when a lot of the studios that had independent divisions eliminated them, and whereas there were like 5 or 6 major independent divisions of the studios, then there are only like 2 or 3 now. And then what happens is that the smaller distribution companies pop up to take the place of the larger ones, and so there's a kind of a churn in just independent distributors. And I think it's coming back, however, last year, because the studios have created a vacuum, because they just don't produce sort of middle-level films anymore. They don't produce character-driven films. All the money is going into these, you know, super blockbuster comic book movies. So that's created space for the independents.
When you consider that, it is still, as you show, there are still wonderful, wonderful films being made.
Well, thank God. I mean, it's true that there is a level at which the independent film business is immune to the changes that occur in the in the larger among the studios, because you know there's still a hunger to make these films and a hunger to see them, and as long as that exists, we'll still have them and we'll still have good ones.
The festival is always a highlight, and as I mentioned, the tickets will go on sale tomorrow for members of the Chatham Film Club. Talk a little bit about that club, what that means.
We have a robust membership, and when you join in as a member, I think our number is around 2,500 now. When you join in as a member, you get early access to the Film Columbia Festival, as
all
well as discount to the tickets. So they get emails, keeping them abreast of what's going on. So there are benefits to that. And all of this supports the Crandall Theater,
yes,
which is our, you know, the nonprofit that's owned by the Chatham Film Club, which Peter and I are both board members on. And, you know, the money really goes towards fixing up that theater, which has needed a lot of work. But it's been great. It's been lovingly brought up. It's looking great, sounding great. Again, that's what the membership does. So it really helps us out. And then we'll have the tickets on sale for the general public as of the 15th, and, of course, throughout the film festival.
And when you... when somebody's coming in, how do you suggest they best get the most out of the festival?
By buying an all-film ticket and seeing as many films as they can.
Until it sells out, yes.
I mean, there are actually people who, you know, come from out of town. Somebody just told me about a woman from moved to Arizona and is flying back for the festival. And there are actually people that sit there and watch film after film after film, which... it's not as easy as you would imagine.
No,
because you get confused. You know, it's confusing.
Yeah, you do
wearing,
forget.
You know,
right.
But people, we have very devoted, you know, audience that
they
comes back year after year.
Seat cushions to help them. You know,
pillows
yes.
while they fall asleep. You know, and they won't give up their seats. You know, they're afraid to leave. You know, in the breaks between the movies because they're afraid somebody will take their seat. And so they try, you know, that somebody told me a story the last year about we have a pre-worn clothing store next door, and people were buying overcoats for or coats for $2 and putting them on the seats so they could save them.
But I don't want to encourage people to do that because we will actually have to empty out the theater in between.
Well, that's how you get the clothing.
Yeah.
So then we take the clothing and resell it back to the store.
All good. It's recycling. It's all good. A lot going on, and you can go to the website, of course, filmcolumbia.org, and find out more. The festival runs the 22nd through the 30th, and for that really long period of time, there's something happening every day and night.
Yeah.
Well, it started, as believe it or not, 17 years ago. It was
a weekend.
And it's sort of gradually.
You've seen us grow. And the
yes. I think so our show is 17 years old, so
you've been there from
talking,
the start.
From the start. So
yeah, it gradually grew day by day. I mean, initially there was an issue about I just wasn't sure how big the audience was. You know, Crandall is a relatively small town. I mean, the Chatham is a relatively small town, and it wasn't clear that if we started showing films during the week, during weekdays when people are working, that we could get an audience. But fortunately for us, there are a lot of retired people. There's probably a lot of unemployment, which is also fortunate for us, I guess. So we do get an audience during the week, and we've, you know, pretty much expanded it tentatively day by day since the beginning. And also we draw on Albany, we draw on the Berkshires, we draw on New York City, as well as the rest of Columbia County. So, you know, the catchment area is quite large.
And again, we're really excited to have this also included with the Hudson Opera House. So we have a Salute to Cuban Films that'll be screening down there as well. Yes, we've expanded throughout the county.
This year's Film Columbia Festival takes place in Chatham, New York, October 22nd through the 30th. For more information, visit filmcolumbia.org. Filmcolumbia.org. That link will be posted along with this very interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Peter Biskind and Calliope Nicholas, I thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure, and have a beautiful festival.
Great.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much.
You're
listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.